I'm speaking today with Laura of Poultry for Prince George. Laura, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
To start off, would you mind just introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about you and the work that you do for Poultry for PG?
Sure. So I run the Poultry for PG initiative and the page. We really only have like a Facebook page right now. We did take the proposal to council to have the bylaw changed in 2016, and unfortunately that was shot down. So we're hoping to kind of restart the education piece for that and maybe bring it back to council again.
And that's the bylaw preventing people from having backyard chickens, is that right?
Yeah, in certain zones within Prince George, it's not allowed right now, according to the bylaw.
Yeah, that's interesting. So was 2016 the first time this has kind of been attempted to change that bylaw, or had there been ongoing efforts before that?
I believe it's the first time that we've asked the city collectively to change that bylaw back to have it allowed. Originally, it was never an issue. Like, they actually changed it, I think it was, and I could be wrong, this could be fact-checked, to be really honest with you, in the 70s, It was changed so that you couldn't have agricultural animals is what it's zoned as within city limits in certain zones, essentially. Yeah.
Interesting. So how do they categorize agricultural animals? Is it anything other than kind of domesticated cats and dogs?
Yeah, there are certain animals that are considered agricultural. So, I mean, I guess you could try and say like having a chicken would be a pet, but that's pretty iffy. Mm-hmm. And most of the time bylaw doesn't really, they don't really enforce it, to be really honest with you. So, I mean, if you do have chickens, unless you have like a really noisy rooster or something like that, they won't enforce it and say like, get rid of your chickens, but they can, which is the issue. Mm-hmm. And somebody actually made a comment the other day on our Facebook page that if you do have chickens and it's not allowed according to bylaw, it can actually void your house insurance as well. So that's something to always consider. If you want to have renegade chickens, there are consequences.
Interesting. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a deterrent for a lot of people who maybe want to, have that added piece of food security and the joy of raising chickens, but don't necessarily want to kind of end up in conflict with this bylaw.
Exactly.
So what are you working on right now? What are kind of the upcoming plans for Poultry for PG?
Yeah, so we're going to have a meeting on the 2nd of April, which I still need to post, but we will have a meeting to just get volunteers together to spread awareness, do some research, make sure the bylaws in our proposal are still in place. And mostly right now, we need to get volunteers together to see if this initiative is going to be something that's going to go forward. So before we even look at bringing this back to council, the biggest thing that I've noticed with community initiatives like this is there's a lot of people who really, really want it. However, there are not a lot of people who actually want to put their boots to the ground and make it happen. Hmm. So a lot of people are very vocal, but we need volunteers to actually make this happen. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember this was an election issue in the city council election a few years back. Do you still have kind of at least verbal support from certain city councilors?
Yeah, I know Mackenzie Kerr, who she's not a city councilor, obviously. She didn't actually make it in, but she's very vocal about it. And I don't know about the other, like, in regards to actual city councilors, I don't know who would support it. I haven't had those conversations yet with the new council. I know back when we did bring it to council, there were people who were very supportive of it. Jillian Merrick really wanted it to happen. There definitely were people who didn't want it to happen when we brought it to council. But with this new council, I don't know who's going to support it. Mm-hmm. I have my suspicions, but we'll see.
Yeah, as things kind of firm up, I'll probably get a better sense of who's on board and who needs a little bit of convincing.
Yeah, it's really new that this has kind of started to take heat. Like, it always gets some interest in the spring every year, but I think this year was really, it's getting a lot more interest, especially since COVID, and we really felt that insecurity, that food insecurity, was really highlighted this year. So it's getting a lot more interest this year.
Yeah, for sure. So this ties in nicely. What are some of the benefits of backyard chickens and just increased food security more generally?
Yeah, the benefits of backyard chicken, exactly. It just really helps us to understand more about where our food comes from. right? So it's that food security piece, right? Like I remember back many years ago in, I think it was 2007, 2008, when we had a crash come. We really felt our economy was really struggling. Mm-hmm. And I personally was really feeling that. And I had really young children. We were really struggling. And I had a garden. And financially, we were really struggling. And I was able to go into my garden and pick food from my garden for my very young children. Now, if I would have had backyard chickens, that would have added that protein piece to be able to feed my children, right? Mm-hmm. So when we have food right there, it really helps us to understand, like, yes, I can produce food locally, literally in my backyard. So I think that's the big piece for us. And also there's a really, anybody who has chickens, they'll tell you, there's something about being able to go to your backyard, look at your chickens, hear that clucking, which, by the way, is not very loud. It's much quieter than dogs barking or, you know, traffic, even if you're in a very noisy part of town. So it's very soothing. Also, there's a mental health component to that as well. If anyone who gardens or has chickens or anything like that, it's really helpful for your mental health. So, yeah.
Yeah, chickens have a lot more personality than I think people give them credit for a lot of the time.
Yeah, they're really cool.
And I'm interested, have you looked at all at the experiences of other communities that do allow backyard chickens? Like some of the things that you mentioned, you know, like noise, added noise pollution or smell. These are the things people bring up. Has that played out in other communities that do allow backyard chickens?
Yeah, so back in 2015, 2016, when we were doing our research, we really reached out to many, many other communities and even talked to bylaw and talked to the people who were bringing into place those initiatives to get the bylaws changed, and discussed that with them. So we definitely discussed that. We're going to do that again, and I think that's going to be part of the research piece that we're going to hand over to our volunteers to see how that's happened. And I'm also a part of, CLUC, which is one of the groups that helps people to get those bylaws changed. So we have reached out to them. Most of the time, there's not a huge noise complaint piece. When it comes to wildlife issues, most of them, it's not bears. That would seem to have been a big misconception when the last time we tried to get this changed. Mm. It's mostly like foxes or hawks. So that comes down to like coop construction and stuff like that. A lot of it comes down to coop construction, mm. right? So bylaw, if we do get this changed, bylaw really has to make sure that when they're doing their checkups on coops, that they're making sure that people are aware of the parameters of their coop construction. So digging underneath the coop and making sure there's coverage over top of the coop as well. So there's not birds, hawks getting into the coop, and foxes aren't able to get in as well. Hmm. So and making sure people put away their feed too.
So. Mm, yeah. And that probably is an important piece for the bear awareness component.
Yeah, because bears don't really tend to hunt most of the time, right? They're mm-hmm. they're after scraps. So that's not really, it doesn't tend to be an issue if you're putting your scraps away, right? Yeah, same thing with garbage and stuff. So
yeah, exactly. So on that logistics topic, what are kind of the space, how much space do people need to have backyard chickens? How accessible is this to kind of your average homeowner in Prince George?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Honestly, I don't have our proposal right in front of me. So I would have to say, like, go take a look on our Facebook page and it'll actually tell you the dimensions of the recommended coop size. But I would say for most people who are owning a home in Prince George, if you have a decent sized backyard, not going to be an issue. Go take a look on our Facebook page. There should be the dimensions on there with our proposal. If you're renting, you have to have permission from your landlord. If you own, it shouldn't be an issue. But most of the time, if you have an apartment, you can't have a coop, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a backyard, most of the time it's going to be big enough. Hmm. Like even I have a small backyard, but it would be big enough to have a coop.
Yeah. So Laura, what's kind of your wish list? What's your ideal outcome for this round of activism?
For right now, I would love to see enough volunteers come forward to make this initiative happen. I know there's enough people who are really vocal and want this to happen. So that would be my wish list first off. Secondly, I would love to see City Council create an ad hoc kind of committee to look into changing these bylaws and to see if this is something that's feasible for the city. I know that their concern is the expense. And if there's going to be an expense to the city. So that's an issue. And I know a lot of people were very vocal about that, the manpower and the expense to see if this is doable. But they didn't even want to look at it last time. And that was really concerning because I was like, you know, you need to not be so worried about what, you know, the voters think about it. And like, or sorry, not the voters, but they were so concerned more so about like, I don't know, just, it was really sad. Like they didn't even want to look at it. Right. They were more concerned about getting votes and stuff like that. And I'm like, your voters want this. Like they obviously want this. There was a large amount of people who wanted this. Right. And it was just, it was very disheartening. Right.
So, yeah. And with a lot of city council initiatives, sometimes new things or things people are unfamiliar with that have a cost associated of any sort, encounter some pushback from people who are kind of on the fiscal conservative side of the political arena.
Yeah, it was more about politics. I could definitely see that it was more a political game than it was about actually serving their community and what the voters want. And that was kind of concerning. So I would really like to see them like look into this and see like, is this what our constituents want, and is it feasible? And I think that for me would be what I would really, really like to see. So yeah. And then if it is something that's doable, you know, how do we do it? Mm-hmm. Logistically, how do we do that? How do we do this for the North? Right? Because there are Northern communities who have made this happen. And we did look into that as well when we did our studies we did our research in 2015, 2016. And there are Northern communities who've made it happen too. And they've made it happen very successfully.
What kind of communities do you remember off the top of your head?
Oh, honestly, I don't. It's been so long now, and I can't believe it's been so long now, but it's 5 years ago now, right? So,
yeah, wow.
Yeah, and we'll do some research into that too, and we'll post it up on our page and stuff like that. But I think it was Smithers. Don't quote me on that.
That's all right. I'll do a little digging as well. Sure. Yeah, so the wish list right now is really kind of community engagement, volunteer support, and then some interest and some feedback at the city council level.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So Laura, how can people find out more about Poultry for PG and get involved as volunteers or through donations and get in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. So they can check out our Facebook page. We will actually be opening up an Instagram to get more people who are in the younger demographic interested as well. But right now we have a Facebook page. So we're going to have an event on our Facebook page for volunteers who want to come to the meeting on the 2nd. So that would be the best bet.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me to do this. I really appreciate it.